As we continue to navigate the COVID-19 pandemic, it's important to protect your mental health. With all that's going on, it's normal to feel lonely, isolated, or anxious. But when we let those feelings overtake us, they can negatively affect us mentally, leading to more ongoing serious conditions like depression or anxiety. So let's take a look at a few ways you can make sure you're taking care of yourself. One of the first things you can do is acknowledge your feelings. It's okay to not be okay. Understanding how and why you're feeling a certain way can help you move on. If you're overwhelmed, for example, take a couple of deep breaths. Remind yourself that this feeling will pass and try to think about something positive, like a happy place, if you have one. You can also try processing your feelings through journaling. Writing down how you feel allows you to explore your emotions and move on. Staying connected is also important. These days, it's easy to connect with others online, through social media, over the phone, or even snail mail. If you're able to socially distance and follow the CDC's guidelines on gatherings between vaccinated and unvaccinated people, try getting together in person. Connecting virtually is great when we have no other option, but nothing can replace face-to-face interaction we all crave. Make yourself a priority. Physical health is just as important as mental health. Eat a balanced diet, drink plenty of water, get enough sleep, and be active. Leave some time for a little relaxation and self-care, too. Listen to music you love, watch a movie, or read a book. Yoga and meditation are also great options. And be sure to set boundaries. Whether it's reading the news or scrolling through social media, it can be hard to get away from all the negativity. It's important to stay updated, but limiting how much information you consume can help. For example, try to only look at the news in the morning, or allow yourself 10 minutes at lunch to get caught up. And finally, seek professional help if needed. It's normal to have negative thoughts and emotions when you're feeling lonely, but a mental health professional can help you learn how to change your thought process and implement coping skills and strategies that work for you. Thanks for listening.